as always, guys, we have breaking news in the NFL. It seems every day somebody does something in the NFL, doesn't it? The Buffalo Bills are finalizing a trade to send four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation. This comes from Adam Schefter. On Wednesday, today, the Bills will receive a 2025 second-round pick via the Minnesota Vikings in exchange for Diggs, a 2024 sixth-round pick, and a 2025 fifth-round pick. The Texans acquired that pick from the Vikings when they traded their 2024 first-round pick to Minnesota last month. The trade comes a day after Stephon Diggs responded to a social media's user declaration that he wasn't essential to Bills quarterback Josh Allen's success. Stephon Diggs replied, "You sure?" Now, this is the latest win-now move for the Texans, who are surrounding elite quarterback, and he is elite after only 1 year, C.J. Stroud, with veteran talent this offseason. The Texans also traded for running back Joe Mixon last month, acquiring him from the Bengals and then signing him to a three-year, $27 million extension. They also made a splash on the defensive side, signing star pass rusher Danielle Hunter to a two-year, $49 million contract, including $48 million guaranteed. Diggs joins a loaded Texans offense that is headlined by Stroud. Stroud, the NFL's reigning Offensive Rookie of the Year. It also includes now Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, tight end Dalton Schultz, and now Stephon Diggs. In the 2023 season, Dell was on pace for over 1,200 receiving yards before suffering a season-ending injury in the first quarter against the Denver Broncos in Week 13. Dell and Stroud finished with the 8th most passing yards for a first-year quarterback and wide receiver duo, 709. Collins ranked 8th in receiving at 1,297 and had 8 touchdowns. This team is loaded on offense. The offensive line is still a little bit of a question. Now, last month, the Texans tried to trade for Keenan Allen. They offered a day 2 pick to the Los Angeles Chargers. Instead, Allen got sent to the Chicago Bears, but it was a sign the Texans were eager. And to me, Stephon Diggs is a bigger signing here. I mean, the NFL offseason, there's never an off day in the NFL. And the last few weeks have shown that with everything that's happened. The AFC South, I think, is going to be run by the Houston Texans for the next decade. They've got DeMeco Ryans, who is an excellent head football coach. They've got C.J. Stroud, who I would put him just below the Mahomes-Burrow level. And the Bills, meanwhile, they moved on from several veterans this season. You really got to ask what the Buffalo Bills' plans are here. Are they completely going to blow this up and reload it? They released cornerstone defensive players Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, starting center Mitch Morse in salary cap moves. In addition, receiver Gabriel Diggs signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Outside linebacker Leonard Floyd signed with the San Francisco 49ers in free agency. And last season, Diggs had repeatedly publicly expressed a commitment to the Bills and a desire to retire with the team. The three-time captain signed a four-year, $104 million contract extension in April of 2022. The Bills will carry a dead money charge of $31 million next season after trading Diggs. That's a lot to eat right there. Okay, that is the highest known dead money charge ever for a wide receiver in any season on any team. Now, you've got to ask what Sean McDermott's doing here, because their window seems to be closing anyway, so maybe they are going to reload this. But the AFC, you have a solid Miami Dolphins team. New England Patriots are going to be completely redone, so we don't know what we're going to get there. I mean, right now, the AFC East, you got the Jets also. You got to wonder what the Buffalo Bills are doing, because Josh Allen needs receivers. He didn't have enough when he had Stephon Diggs. You take Diggs and Davis away, he definitely doesn't have enough. They're down to two tight ends and a couple running backs. So the Houston Texans, though, are a team to watch this coming season in the NFL. They're a team that is fully capable of making a run all the way to the Super Bowl. The AFC is loaded. The Pittsburgh Steelers added Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. If either one can play quarterback, they're a playoff contender. The AFC North, the Cleveland Browns are loaded. The Cincinnati Bengals are loaded with Joe Burrow back. The Baltimore Ravens might be the fourth best team in the AFC North next year, and they're still going to be a good team. You still got in the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs. You get the Chargers with Herbert. How's Jim Harbaugh going to respond there? But to me, right now, if I had an NFL power ranking for teams in the AFC, I would go with the Bengals and Chiefs at number one and number two. I would go with the Houston Texans at number three. The Houston Texans just got a lot better. The Buffalo Bills just have a lot more questions to answer now. All right, guys, we're going to let you guys go. That was the NFL breaking news so far for today. If there's anything else, we'll jump right back on and discuss it. Make sure you follow me at Grilling Truth on X. Make sure you click on BetMGM if you want to bet on the Final Four this weekend or you want to do any futures bet on the NFL draft or next season's NFL season. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpasture. You've been watching and listening to The Grilling Truth, where the legends speak.